There you go.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of You're Poor, We're Not. I'm wearing Aaron's $500 sunglasses.
Mine's going to be as funny as today, and it's going to really make me sad.
Okay, hold on.
Let me see how much they were actually.
Well, I'm wearing, for the listener, I'm wearing Aaron's Miu. How do you pronounce it? Miu Miu?
Miu Miu.
M-I-U, M-I-U. Apparently, these are
Mewtwo.
Mewtwo. But these are not real gold, right?
No.
I don't know. How man, do you know if it's real gold?
Sunglasses to me is such a scam.
Well, they are. I mean,
100%.
The whole sunglasses and scene glasses are a huge racket.
Yeah.
Like, what they are charging you usually... Yeah. And they were, what they are paying just to make it, it's a crazy
12 cents
margin.
To make it. It's like 100%. Plastic.
They were $5.17 pre-tax.
God damn.
Did you buy them duty-free in the airport?
No.
Duty-free?
It's not even like, they're not glass though. Like you would think for expensive glasses.
It's literally just plastic.
That's crazy. Uh-huh. But because it says M-I-U, M-I-U,
yeah.
You let other people know that you're like, you're cool and hip.
Yeah, they are like my most worn sunglasses since I bought them.
Really,
I love them.
Not into like wearing a brand thing.
Like with it like on.
Sunglasses or anything.
The only brand that I'll like wear that like, oh, like you can tell. Oh, like Lacoste.
Yeah.
It would be Lacoste and Polo are the only things I'm like okay with having.
As a brand.
And maybe Brooks Brothers. What?
Brooks
Do
Brothers.
I sound ridiculous?
So
I'm not like a guy going to wear like a Gucci jacket.
Are you
like...
rushing this year? Or
am I what?
Rushing a frat?
Those because are just, of Lacoste?
They're all very like, frat brands. Yeah. Like
they're just classic Americana prep. Which I like to wear. But okay, so what brand though do you think is like a fair glasses brand that actually charges fairly? Like I think Warby Parker's pretty fair.
I don't know. I feel like Ray-Ban's decently priced.
Yeah, Ray-Ban's pretty good.
For sunglasses?
And yeah. Well, their stuff's made out
like
of real glass, too.
$200?
Ray-Bans, though, sometimes I'm like, is it good? Actually, I'm not going to talk bad about Ray-Bans. I love Ray-Bans.
Just in case. Say it.
Or, sometimes, though, I feel like you can find Ray-Bans that are super, super cheap at, like, a Kohl's, but it's not like...
Oh.
Like, there's, like, a like outlet stores. You know how outlet stores, you think you're getting products that are from... a store that didn't sell and it's just high enough quality. A lot of times outlet stores are
they
purposely made
nowadays.
Nowadays.
Like the J. Crew outlets.
Oh, which that's so rude.
I know.
It's kind of disappointing. But you can still get good stuff there.
Yeah. What's the glasses brand that you have? The other one?
Crew.
No, there's one more. It's like two words.
Oh. Barton Piera?
No.
Oliver Peoples?
No.
Garrett Lee?
No.
Oh my God.
Then I'm done.
No, it's like a sunglasses brand that's like for sporty people.
Oakley? Oh, Costas?
Nope. I'll look it up.
Oakley's?
No, I just
Pit
went
Viper.
To a, I went to a sunglass hut with a friend and it's they
my
come with
wrap
like a
around
case.
Ones?
No.
What? Good grief. What sunglass brand do I own that I'm not?
Don't tell us right off the bat.
No, it's
two
like
two words.
Yeah, and it's like a cool hip, like everyone's wearing them. They have like a case that they come in.
All as all sunglasses do.
Mew Mew.
No. Oh God.
Is it designer?
Kind of. They're like expensive, but they're like the adjacent to Ray-Ban in terms of like, oh, I got it. It's one. It's one word with a P.
Oh.
Piccata.
Persol.
Oh, Persol. Oh, yes. Yeah. Damn, I got a lot of sunglasses.
Yeah, you just rattled off every brand
all
except
of which
those.
I've like never heard of.
Persol?
Never heard of that.
Persol?
Oh.
I think they're a men's brand, maybe.
And I think they're Italian-based. They're big in Europe.
Ooh.
But they are like gorgeous.
Oh, yeah,
no,
all about them.
I used to have Persol glasses.
I think luxury brands like Versace, Gucci,
those are
Armani,
tacky.
Yeah.
And what's crazy, they're all owned by the same company. So it really doesn't matter who wins at the end of the competition of fashion game. The person who owns it all is still profiting.
Or like Balenciaga.
What about my Pradas?
Okay.
Prada, yeah. I feel like, is an okay brand to...
I don't mind it because it's like tiny.
But Miu Miu and Prada are like sisters.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Okay, yeah, let's rank all the fashion brands.
I'm a Prada, a girl number one, first and foremost. It was my first designer bag I ever bought.
Okay.
And I identify with Prada the most.
Me too. Their store is the coolest.
Prada.
I don't really like
it. Just
know
feels
designer
like,
that well, but I like Prada a lot.
It's less like logo-y, in your face, subtle, chic, young, cool.
Timeless.
Like when you go when you go on Rodeo Drive and go into Prada.
Rodeo Drive?
Not that we go that often, but I'm just saying, like, obviously we've been there a couple times and like all the designer stores just like feel all the same. But then you go into Prada and it's like it's just cool and fun.
Okay.
I don't know. It just feels like a different vibe.
Is it still very like black and like silver?
Green.
There's greens.
Oh yeah, checkered it's like colorful. Is that,
oh, Prada gets colorful in my head. Like,
oh, like the actual bags.
The
and
mood
stuff?
Board of Prada in my head is not as fun as Gucci is. Though Gucci comes in waves where I'm like, this looks cool, and then I'm like, what were we doing?
Their wallpaper
Gucci
stuff is
feels
cool.
Feels like old money.
Yeah, very like Italian dynasty. Like
yeah.
Going to the Gucci Gardens in Italy though is beautiful. So sick.
Ooh,
it's like a museum that's just like art pieces, but it's like Gucci like flavored. So they'll have like a giant room that's like all like wallpapered with these crazy tiger print. Ooh. And there's a disco ball with like diamonds in it. It's just like a cool thing. Ugh. And then they have a store after you go through the experience, and it kind of makes you want to buy something because you're like, I want to buy. And
totally.
Then I ended up buying a wallet for $400. And then I got home and I was like, what the fuck am I doing? This $400 goot, like I'll never even have $400 in this wallet. Like, it's just, it like felt gross. And then I put it on eBay and I sold it for like $800.
Oh, hell yeah.
So
there you go.
My
kind of a good.
Because you can, they have stuff that you can only buy in person
totally,
there.
Yeah.
Which I was
it's
like
a lot of stores in Europe.
Yeah.
Is Balenciaga back?
I don't know.
Like all the Balenciaga, like tried and trues. Never stopped loving Balenciennesi.
Well, I thought they had that big thing where they were like having kids.
It was a whole scandal.
Very questionable items and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember like going to the mall the next day and nobody was walking in Balenciaga.
Damn.
And I was like, damn. Oh, that's a nice shift to work. You just show up, you go, hey, it's not me, it's my employer.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't got to do anything
like
today.
When you see people wearing stuff that like was cool, like Bape.
Bape. Bape.
What's Bape?
Okay, Bape comes back every like 5 years.
Yeah, but
I
want
to buy Bape so bad.
Do not do it.
You're
it's
not
so cringe.
Like streetwear.
You're
though.
Not like a crypto bro. Yeah, it's like.
But I'm quirky.
But it's not. No,
Bape. I could rock fucking Bape.
No, you cannot.
You standing outside in an hour long line waiting for the drop.
No. Bape. It has to be. I wouldn't get the ones that's like super. What's the word? Like, it looks laminated.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like
I wouldn't wear the really shiny ones, but there's some understated Bapes that I love. A star, like.
Dude, Bape is for, like, guys who think they buy crypto and, like, date 19-year-olds. Like, that. Like that's the.
Okay, so what?
That's like I do.
Yeah.
How are you doing? Bathing ape. Okay, I wouldn't wear that.
That's
shirt.
What
I'm talking
saying.
About the shoes.
I know.
Bape.
Oh, shoes only.
Shoes only, maybe. I could rock like a cool Bape jacket.
You're really into Yeezy these days,
like
right?
Like these shoes?
How dare you?
Yeah.
Yes, but like more my color palette, not black. You know me.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Purple?
I've been getting house decor TikToks the past couple days, which I'm just like, I never got it before, but these people are doing, it's called like Nancy Meyer.
Aesthetic?
Yeah.
Ralph Lauren.
Yes. Yep. Yes. Where have you been? This is my fucking thing, Mike. Yes, go on. Are you doing this just to trigger me right now?
No. Wait, why?
This is just crazy. This is coming out of your mouth. Go on.
Well, I wasn't sure. I like went down a rabbit hole of like looking at how these people are like buying a construction grade millennial gray house and then they convert it into like, I was like almost crying of how beautiful these fucking houses are with like the green and the tones and the couches and the pictures and the crown molding. I was like, and I would study it and I'm just like, my brain can't comprehend. Like if you gave me a house like this, I can't even, you give me 5 years, I can't
do you know
this.
Who Nancy Meyers is?
No, I don't know anything about it, but
she's
I wasn't
a director.
Sure.
She directed like The Parent Trap, Something's Gotta like Give, the Holiday.
Well, I wasn't sure if I was like gonna tell you guys this, like, dude, that's so cringe and like millennial and garbage.
No.
Oh, well, that is cool.
Nancy Meyers aesthetic, I think, is one of the best interiors to aim for because I think it's like beautifully timeless.
Yeah. No,
and
it was
will
awesome.
Never go out of style and you'll never have to buy like more furniture. And I think it exudes a beautiful life. This
truly.
Is
no, I was like, damn,
opinion.
I want to like, my life has been a waste because I've been living in like a IKEA living spaces.
Yeah.
You know.
Even when you walked into my new house.
Oh, I noticed. Yeah, you have a very new,
yeah, you're
like,
this is fucking sick.
It is. I just never thought about, like, interior design as something that mattered. I was just very, like, utilitarian. Couch, mm-hmm. bed.
Same.
One nightstand, like one pillow, like.
One nightstand, huh?
You know, Mike.
Well, I guess you'll have a whole new space to decorate.
Yeah, should we just rip the band-aid off and get straight to it?
Yeah.
Also want to just clarify, the reason why we're sitting like this today is I have a bit of a cold.
You know, he said
I knew Aaron was like, actually
I have such a bad cold. I woke up with such a bad cold
he's
today.
Like, I have such a bad cold.
I do.
And so well, then I feel like it's getting spots. Worse.
You don't sound like you have a cold.
Yeah, I would have never known. You just sound tired.
Like, y'all caught me in the parking lot spitting out of my car. It's because I'm coughing up phlegm right now.
Oh, God.
Well, so Matt mentioned this, and Erin has some trips coming up and is a woman with a weak immune system, so.
I'm going on the trip of the year.
Where are you going?
Lake Powell.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to
say Powell. Is that the one with the big rocks? Mm-hmm. I just watched Point Break. Have you seen that movie?
Point, you rewatched Point? It's like from the 90s with Keanu Reeves and
probably not.
And Patrick Swayze.
Patrick Swayze. It's like a surf movie.
Okay. Patrick Swayze also is a stud.
They're surfing on Lake Powell?
No, they go skydiving in a scene and they skydive into Lake Powell.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Oh, I've always
it's just like
go.
Your classic 90s, like, don't do this to me, bro. And they're like surfers and.
I highly recommend it.
One's a cop, one's a bad guy.
That. It's a surf. Bank robbing movie. Yeah.
Is and Keanu Anthony, the bad guy?
No, Keanu's the good guy. Cop. His name's Johnny Utah.
Yeah.
Johnny
they don't
Utah.
Write names like that anymore. His name's Johnny Utah.
I'm going to make everyone call me that.
Johnny Utah. You should watch Aaron it before. Utah. It's really good. It's a really good movie.
Okay.
It's
or maybe I'll watch it with the group on our houseboat while we're there.
You know who else is in it?
No.
Anthony Kiedis.
Lead singer of the Chili Peppers. It's when
don't
he was
mansplain.
In like the Speed era. You ever seen the movie Speed?
Yeah.
That's Sandy. A great one. Yeah. Oh, Sandra Bullock's in that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Her and Keanu have been in a handful of movies together. Yeah. The Lake House. You remember that movie?
That's scary, right? Yeah.
No, The Lake House is like a rom-com where he's in a lake house and they have a mailbox and she's in a different time period and they write letters to each other via the mailbox.
And it's so confused. Oh, I remember when I watched it, I was like, oh. Yeah. I was like a kid. It's like very like... Yeah, futuristic, but then it goes back in time and it's kind of hard to, it's like, okay, so she's writing this now, but it's actually back then, but it's actually,
yeah. And
remind me the name of it.
The Lake House.
It's really
no,
good.
Point Break.
Point Break.
I think TJ will totally fuck with it.
He's
I'm
probably
sure he's seen
it.
Yeah.
He's a boy.
I had never seen it. Oh boy. So we kind of,
what?
We're over here where we started.
Oh, we're going back to Powell.
That's cool. I have a cold.
We
That's
them.
Why we're sitting like this.
Yes.
Yes. Point Break.
The mic haters are going to eat well today, folks.
Oh, no.
So we have a big announcement.
Mic haters can
Mike's
go to hell
pregnant!
Today.
I'm going to be moving back to New York City.
No.
And not living in Los Angeles anymore, which means I will not
so
be
sad.
On the show. We haven't figured out exactly what is going to happen after I'm no longer here.
Yeah.
We're open to ideas. Maybe it'll just be these three. Maybe it'll be someone else.
I just don't think that's going to work.
Someone else?
Yeah.
Or the three of you.
The three of us.
Or any of it.
No, the three of us I don't think would
be
good.
Like, I need just another person for people to hate on. I can't be the only one.
Because, you said this yesterday, me and Matt are so similar and you and Mike are so similar. It's it almost has to be
There is a balance.
So we're still, the news is still fresh, but I'm going to be moving mid-October probably. So still a couple months.
Have you told friends yet?
Not really.
Just send them our podcast so we get some views.
I told Matt and I said, Matt, don't tell anybody. I want to tell Carly and Erin. I don't want them to hear this through the grapevine. I told Matt. A week later, I go to a party.
It's
and
my birthday.
Will Derbyshire comes up to me and goes, so I hear you're moving across the coast, eh? And I was like, oh, how did you hear this? Oh, Matt was telling everybody. And I was like,
he's shaking me drunk in my car. Yeah. Like, what? He's like, don't tell people I'm moving to New York.
Well, I wanted to talk to you guys in person and not have you hear it through I don't know, Sarah McKendrick or something where it's are you leaving
she
us?
She DMs us on Instagram.
Yeah. Just so you guys know.
We recorded our Patreon episode and then Mike was just sitting in his chair and was like, I have something that I need to talk to you guys about. And then you kind of just how you did right now. I legit was he's about to tell us. He's terminal. It was so serious that I was this is going to be really bad.
Oh, wow.
It is. That's terrible.
What do you think it was going to be?
I also thought you were, I thought you were going to say it a girlfriend.
Oh, I
which
wish.
Which I got so excited about.
No, it was too serious.
I know, but I thought he was kind of joking. Because you go, I have news. And you were very serious.
You held your...
I thought you were going to make it a joke.
Mm.
I know, I could tell you were nervous.
I was.
So
I still
knew
am.
It was bad.
Oh, you're still nervous? Why are you nervous?
I don't know.
Do you want to give reasons why or reasoning? But you can also just say it's nothing that serious. It's not
it's more just I've been here. I mean, we could talk about it more. I feel like on the very last episode, maybe I'll give them more.
Yeah, keep the people hanging.
But because I don't also want to put all my personal stuff publicly, but I'll talk about it on the last episode.
Fun. I will just say I clocked it right away.
Aaron had a pretty, yeah, immediately was like, oh, it's because of this. And I was like, yeah. But like my parents are there. My brother, one of my brothers is getting married. Another brother just moved in with like a girl. Like things are happening family wise. Also, I have a lot of friends there that I don't see as much as I'd like. I don't want to like, I would love to stay here if I could. Mm-hmm. Like I love LA and I love this, but I think it's just one of those things where it's like, I feel like I have to do it and I should do it. And worst case, like LA's not going anywhere. If I come back in, Aaron, do not start
Aaron's crying.
Also, we'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor. And this episode is brought to you by Google Gemini.
College students, do you know you can turn the most complex topics into simplified ideas or hours of research into just minutes? How about turning class notes into practice quizzes that help you get the big idea?
With Google Gemini, you can do all that and more. You can even turn long reads into quick listens, because what could be better than a podcast?
We love using Google Gemini whenever we're trying to prep for topics for our podcast. Sometimes it's really hard just to sift through a bunch of information and get the clear picture before we have to chat about it. Google Gemini has been a perfect tool for that.
And the great news is students get Google Gemini's Pro Plan free for 1 year. Sign up by October 6th to get free access to Gemini 2.5 Pro, unlimited image uploads, deep research, notebook LM, 2 terabytes of storage, and more.
Visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
LA might go somewhere because Gavin Newsom's like, we're redrawing maps. So it might not be here.
I'm so sad.
Oh my God, Aaron's crying.
Oh,
again.
Aaron, no. I can't look at her. Aaron started crying in my house yesterday. Yeah. I couldn't even look at her.
I have to just mentally.
I wish I could.
I'm like having to mentally compartmentalize it, thinking that
it's just not happening.
It's like, because you know, sometimes there will be, we'll have like an overlap of travel and stuff, yeah, where I won't see you for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Even totally. Though I know you're nearby,
yeah,
I'll just be thinking, oh, he's just away traveling.
Right.
Forever.
But Mike and I talk every day. But Mike and I,
we talk every day.
Every day.
No, and I know.
He was also my manager for years
before when I was living in New York.
So,
because
yeah,
he was living in New York before LA. I don't know if people.
Oh,
know
yeah.
That,
I was living in New York for like 7 years. And then I met Matt when I was living there. And then Matt, I would visit him hanging out here in LA. I don't know if I met you guys before I moved here or only after I moved here.
I think after. Because okay. The first time I met you was when I was trying on the dresses.
Oh, wow.
I met you in New York at the VMAs.
Oh, the VMAs. That was fun.
I don't
fun.
Think you were, you came though. I feel like you went home because we went to like an after thing.
Right. I did go home because I had a migraine.
And your fucking
you had a good time
crazy.
At that after party though. Knew about Mike before I met him.
Yeah, I'll tell you that. The rumors are crazy.
I remember the VMAs of New York.
We remember the VMAs of 2017. I don't know
yeah.
actually.
It was, yeah, I think it was 2017. And
really?
Matt and I stayed up. All night
ago.
At this
yeah, we never
situation.
Went to bed that night.
And
oh,
I then
know.
I went from this place that we were hanging out directly to the airport to meet my entire family for a week-long family
That's
vacation.
Right.
And I had not slept. And my dad just looks at me and just goes, let's go. And I was just like, okay. But we had a good time. It was
yeah.
fun. Yeah, so New York rules. I mean, stuff like that happens.
Will you get a one-bedroom or a two-bedroom?
Depends on what's available. I could get a two-bedroom.
Yeah, have a little guest
what's
room.
What's your
budget?
Yeah.
It's basically like what my LA budget
yeah,
is.
How much money do you have, Mike?
Well, no, my friends who bought the house, they're like renovating it, so they're still in their apartment, that one I was telling you about. It's so nice. There's a backyard.
You're saying they want to rent it out to me for a year?
Well, maybe.
Oh, like what I've been to?
Because yeah. they're still in it. I figured that they moved so that it wasn't available. Like, you know how fast things get scooped up.
Yeah.
So...
What?
Maybe I should ask.
It's $20K a month.
No, it's like, I would say like this, a similar size to
like
what you have now.
Yeah.
Maybe a little smaller, but it does have a little yard in the back.
I was just like, maybe I should like hit up a realtor that I know. And I happen to know Ryan Serhant because I was like there in the beginning.
Yeah,
with
but he sells like $20 million penthouses.
Well, I've like texted with him before about like brand deals and whatever. But I was like, I'm not going to text him. Let me just look at his website. Maybe like Serhant Group has like places for rent in Brooklyn. I go on the website. The first page, $85,000 a month, $65,000 a month, $100,000 a
rent?
Month. For rent?
Why? Like, what the fuck do people do that?
There's a level of wealth in this world that we are just like,
Beat the video game, just Rosebud.
But it's like at this point, but it's like, why would you rent though?
Because
I don't understand if you had that much money, what?
It could be like a billionaire's daughter is just like living in New York for a semester of school.
Yeah, or if you like play sports or something, if you're on like an NBA team and you're like transferred to this team, you're just like, okay, well.
Yeah, it could be like an expense you write off. But it would be like, I don't know, $85,000 a month, but it's legit like 6,000 square feet. It's 4 stories, 8 bedrooms, 5 bathrooms. And I mean, it's just, so anyway, I didn't use his services. I'm just going to do the old school.
But he may know somebody.
No, I know. I haven't, like, there's a new law also in New York where it used to be that no matter what, you as the renter had to pay the broker, like, which sucks. Like, if you move in LA, you just pay your first month's rent and like your security deposit. But in New York, you have to pay first month's rent, security deposit. And then you have to pay the real estate broker.
I learned that from Grace O'Malley when she was looking for her place. She was talking
it
about
makes it.
I can't
so
believe
expensive
that.
To move in New York.
Yeah.
But then they passed a realtor to get an apartment.
Yeah. Like you would have to pay them even if you didn't use one. Like if you go on Zillow and you find your own place and you show up and you do everything, you still just have to pay this
what
fucking guy.
What other cities recognize that rule?
I don't know, but they recently, as of like last year, eliminated that rule.
Oh, that's
which
is
great.
I thought there was a huge reform.
There was.
Okay.
But Ella was telling me that like, because of that now, some realtors won't put up their listings on like the Zillow and the Street Easy because they want you to have to go to them. So
that is so annoying.
Yeah, New York is like, it is just fuck you, punch in the face, like anything you want to do.
Hell yeah, baby.
You also see people like lined up around the block just to go tour an apartment.
Oh, that's crazy.
And then I'm like, if I have to be lined up around the block,
I'm not getting it.
Then I'm not getting it.
Yeah.
And therefore, I'm not going in. What is the point?
Yeah, I'm not waiting for it. Yeah.
Like I'm going to go and look at places in the middle of August or like the end of August for like 3 days. I'm going to bring a check, like all of my documents, because you need to basically be ready to say like, I will sign the lease today.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Which when I came here, when I was like looking at moving here, I was like, this place fucking rules. Yeah. Like Matt was like, don't worry, we'll look around for a week, we'll find you a place.
Yeah.
And it was so easy.
What's your like compromise or something that like the place has to have this?
Oh, I mean, a lot of places in New York don't have a dishwasher. They don't have in-unit laundry.
You want a dishwasher.
I cannot live without a dishwasher. Yeah. That's crazy.
Going back to
scrubbing dishes.
Mike, I cannot
live without mobile dishwashers now.
Yeah, but like,
but that sounds kind of nasty. I'm like, where's this water coming from?
I know.
It's like,
I think you hook it up to the sink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's coming from the sink.
I think in my budget range, I'll find a dishwasher.
Budget?
Did I say budget? Yeah. In my budget range, I'll find a dishwasher.
I'll text my friend and see what their deal is.
I think also like I'll make an Instagram story or something. And like, I'm sure some friends will be like, oh, my, you know, I have a
totally.
Thing. Yeah, I have it because I haven't like gone public at all.
Yeah.
And I also do feel like I want to tell people one on one more than like.
You got to sit everyone down.
You got to come out.
I told Ben Kahn last night.
Is he upset?
A little bit.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. He also is like kind of likes New York also. People get it. But budget wise. Basically what I'm paying here, but I'm going to probably get rid of my car, which costs me money. So if I like take that funds and then we'll
back
see.
Back to the good old subway.
No, never take the subway.
But why Brooklyn? Why not just become a Manhattan
boy? Brooklyn's the best.
Manhattan is a prison experiment.
Yeah.
It is
Manhattan
awful.
All day.
What?
No.
Ugh.
I like it.
It's dirty. It's loud. You can't get a fucking good night's sleep there unless you live on the 50th floor because there is either a siren, a dump truck, a screaming person, people like fighting. It's unlivable.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been in Manhattan for more than like a week?
Mm-hmm.
What's the longest amount of time you spent there? Although you, no, but you,
where
when
you staying,
were there,
like the one hotel?
Yeah. Staying at the San Remo.
Fucking, yeah. Yeah,
like, I was spoiled. 50th floor of a hotel
upper west
Park
side. Yeah, no. Just living my best life.
No.
Near
I know,
house,
I was spoiled
like,
the fuck.
Also,
that's why
like,
if I moved to Manhattan, I would want to be on like the Upper East Side or Upper West Side.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
even
boring.
Though it's boring as hell, that's what everyone says. But I'm like, sorry, that's.
I also like in Manhattan, I want to be able, like, I want to be able to leave my house in like Crocs and sweatpants. And you just can't do that in Manhattan.
Right.
Like I can't like walk out to like go get a bagel and but if you're living in Brooklyn, it's like a little
I
neighborhood.
Love Brooklyn.
Yeah. So
Willie B.
And there's some other like creator friends that live there that I'm realizing like Connor Wood lives there. I have like there's people that live there that I feel like for the creator community will be nice, but also like
we don't know what's going on yet. So
yeah, we can't give you guys an answer
yet, which is okay, I think.
I know.
We're just kind
we'll
of
try to figure
we
it out.
We were saying maybe when I leave, views go through the roof and then, you know, things are really good. So maybe that's what happens, but
no,
it's,
but I guess we're open to feedback or suggestions.
Yeah. What do you guys want to see?
How you guys would like to see the future of this podcast. We just don't know if we should land this plane, alternate or
find
anything.
A replacement or
find a replacement.
AI,
do it
Mike.
Just
we get
AI me.
We get an AI version of Mike.
And the thing is, we've considered guests, but what's great is that we have known each other for well over now 10 years, even more. And because of that, we are allowed to be very vulnerable with each other and very honest, and we get each other's sense of humor. When we have a guest on every time, you have to like tailor your
energy
towards somebody else out of courtesy. But it's like we don't feel like we can fully be ourselves every time if there was a guest.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how you feel about your other one.
Yeah. Hoot and Half. Yeah. Oh, right. Which is that's a whole nother thing. I know some people have been asking. It's on like a long term hiatus. I want to revisit it and see what it could be. I'm not really in any rush right now on figuring out what it will be. But yeah, just guess is like it's a lot of juggling to for that scheduling wise. And then also with, for you guys, because we can't bank on that you guys will be interested in the guests we have on every time too.
Yeah, that's what I don't like about guest podcasts is I feel like, I mean, they're like good to watch sometimes, but I feel like to have one, it's like it kind of depends on who's the guest, how many like views you get. And it's just like ours is pretty consistent because it's just the four of us every time and people know what they're getting
into.
Yeah. And I like it's nice when we have one like very I like how we have one very once in a while. Like I think that's really
Like a couple times a year.
Fun. Yeah.
We'll have one like, the next episode.
Yeah, we will have one for the next episode.
Two from now.
Oh, because I will not be here.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Don't worry, Mike's not leaving yet. Matt's leaving.
Yeah, we got time.
I can't believe Joe manifested this.
That would be good the end of the podcast.
3 years later.
Oh,
you know he's gonna be hitting us up after he sees this title.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You guys wanna come on? Lightweights?
Yeah.
And Aaron, how long have we been in this? 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
over.
That's crazy. Like, that's gone by so fast to me.
Three years.
It's like a whole high school career.
It's crazy.
Yeah, almost.
Like we're if in someone senior year.
Yeah,
Good Influences, senior year.
We're about to graduate early in October.
It's wild.
I know.
I'm like having such like mixed feelings about it too. Like some days I'm like, oh, this is going to be sick. But today I was just like driving around and I was like, why the fuck am I leaving this? This fucking, and I'm getting, also I'm getting TikToks of like, thinking about moving out of California. Nope, never mind. And it's just like all these beautiful shots of like the beach and the hiking and the weather. And like,
you're also moving in like the thick of winter.
Oh, I know.
Well,
it's going to be.
You'll be there in October, which is stunning.
Nice. Yeah, but like
but
mid-October.
Then November, October.
It's going to be fucked. And it's going to get dark at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, you're literally going to be like, why the fuck?
I'm going to hold all the way until like March.
May.
Yeah,
I'm going to be back and staying at your ADU probably November
1st. You should wait and move in May.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why prolong it?
Now we're rethinking everything. Actually, Mike stays.
Move in May because then you have to worry about.
No, because the earlier he leaves, the sooner he'll realize he has to be back here.
Yeah, I think I want to get it over with and then come back here.
And like, it's better to send him in a season that's fucking miserable. So he's like, wow, I made
that's
biggest
true.
Mistake of my life.
No, I'm glad you're going now where it'll be dark and cold and miserable.
Yeah. It's going to suck.
Oh,
yeah.
Good. No, I'm kidding.
We'll see. I mean, I'll see how much I'm like seeing the people that I want to see and how much I'm going out more than I'm going out here and stuff.
You're going to just turn into a raging alcoholic.
No, that I can't.
He's like, I can't.
The dead of winter on the East Coast.
It is too easy to be a fucking alcoholic in that city, though.
Yeah.
But I can't do it. I had like 2 whiskeys like last week and I'm still fucking feeling it.
You're hungover on our podcast.
Yeah.
You had 2 glasses of whiskey?
2 whiskeys, Mike?
I haven't had whiskey in over a year. All I drink is beer. I never drink hard alcohol.
Well, same here.
How tall were they?
They were big. It was...
Okay, like a double shot? Was
just like Jim B?
Straight out of the bottle.
It was like an old-fashioned, but like with one of the big ice cubes in the middle. Probably
Okay, so it's like a shot.
Oh, an old-fashioned. Okay.
No, it was a little more.
Oh, an old-fashioned.
And there's like sugar in it too, which like fucks you up.
Got it.
I shouldn't have done it.
I remember when when I watched Mad Men for the first time, I was probably like 21, 22. And I was like, those old fashions look so good because they looked fruity.
No, they're not fruity.
There's like a freaking orange peel in it or whatever. Yeah. And so I ordered one, obviously early drinking age for me. I was like, I don't know what this tastes like. So I ordered one. And I was like, this is disgusting.
Maybe
so
you like a Negroni.
I do. I like Negronis. I like old fashions
Negronis.
Now.
Yeah.
It was so funny. We were actually in New York and we were... Wasn't it like we could not find a drink anywhere?
We were in the East Village. Picture this. September post-COVID, September 2021,
okay.
East Village. So it's like everyone just got fucking back to college.
Yeah.
Everyone's dying to go out to the bars. And this was during a time period, too, where they're like checking your vax cards, like fresh out the slammer. Yeah. We could not find anywhere to literally just go in and get a drink because
why?
There were lines at every fucking bar. So I forget what the bar's called, but they only use like spirits.
It's okay. Like whatever it's called.
Pre-prohibition.
Yeah.
Oh, speakeasy.
Oh, it wasn't technically like, but it's just the only thing that they have is alcohol spirits? That you could get like during right. that time.
Oh.
I had disgusting. To get her Negroni and I was like, she's somebody like, else yeah. drink this.
I filmed her trying it. Gross. She's
like, Negronis are awful.
It's too bitter. I feel like the most bitter I can go is an Aperol Spritz. That's my level of
Aperol
bitter.
Aperol Spritzes all day.
Yeah, like inject it straight into my veins.
Oh, I want to live in it. I want to shrinky dink down, diving board, gain your backflip into the Aperol
Have
Spritz.
Have your arms over the sides.
Oh my gosh.
A straw in the bath.
Oh,
I love it.
Yeah,
I love
so
it. I like how I feel. It increases my appetite.
Yeah, and it's not. You don't feel like shit.
Yes.
Like you drink one and it's like, or
you're
two, even, and it's like, I don't
you're
even feel.
You're not getting sloshed yeah. like before dinner. Like you're able to like pace yeah. yourself.
I've never had one. All my New York friends, that is all they drink.
You
when we like we go on vacation, it's like,
you're
spritzes.
Not going to like it the first time. You're yeah. not going to like it the second time. You're going to be like, I see what's going on your third time. And then one day, it's just going to be the perfect moment, that's and you're going to be like, keep them coming.
We would like to thank the sponsor of today's episode, Lola Blankets. I am obsessed with Lola. I have been for years. This is a Lola blanket I've literally had for a while now. I love them. My dog loves
clearly.
Them.
Clearly, if you can see.
Yeah. No, Paris literally has three of her own Lola
she
blankets.
Does?
Yeah, they make pet Lola blankets.
Oh my God, she also has my
a
cat.
She also has a Lola bed, but that is not what we are promoting today.
No, we're not. But
if you are like a dog lover,
it shows that she does love it.
I love them so much. They're so soft. They're gorgeous colors. They have so many different colors, so many different collabs. This collab actually is with a creator named Tezza. They do a ton of stuff and it always sells out so, so fast. I remember when I bought this one specifically, I was on a flight when it was dropping
oh
and I was
God.
Like, I'm the not going to have cell service and I'm not gonna get these freaking blankets. I got two of them.
That
they always
crazy.
Have great sales, which is amazing. I have two of my own. I use them on my couch when I'm watching my shows. I use them in bed. I literally sleep with this one every night. I wrap myself in them when I'm like working at the kitchen table.
So
I genuinely am obsessed. Like being cozy is my top priority always. And Lola really, really hits the mark there. They are the number one blanket crafted with ultra soft luxury vegan faux fur and a signature four-way stretch that sets it apart. It's machine washable, double hemmed for durability and stays flawless. No pilling, no shedding, even after repeated washes. I have, again, had this blanket for over a year. And I've washed it over a dozen times and I have a pet. So like we do wash it probably more than the average person. And like you can
it's
see,
so soft, yeah, though. Like it's literally heaven.
It comes in so many different sizes. The extra large one is massive. They call it the biggest blanket on the internet. They also make weighted blankets for calming therapeutic vibes. For a limited time, our listeners are getting a huge 35% off their order at lolablankets.com by using code GOOD at checkout. Just head to lolablankets.com and use code GOOD for 35% off. After you purchase, they will ask you where you heard about them. So please support good influences. Let them know you heard about them from us.
From Aaron specifically.
Honestly, right, my
name. Yeah, right. Aaron, no. Aaron, good boy.
My first one I had was on our honeymoon in Italy, and both TJ and I, it was the first time we tried it, and we were both like, oh.
Yeah.
And then literally by the second one, we were like, well, I think we like this. And then the whole trip, that is all we had.
It seems like a very vacation drink that you just keep yeah. making, keep getting.
It's seasonal. Like, I will not drink an Aperol Spritz in the winter. That's
okay.
weird.
Yeah, it feels yeah, like a summertime.
It's also, it's got to be kind of light outside. But sometimes,
yes.
actually,
oh, that's
no,
like a dinner.
I do not Italian. Drink it unless it is light out. I will not have it once it gets dark.
Okay, but what if you're at an Italian restaurant at night? It's Italian.
No.
We're eating Italian. It's an aperitif.
You're at an Olive Garden.
If it's like 7:45 and the sun's slowly going down, sure. It just feels wrong. At that point, I'll get a martini.
Okay. Ooh.
You know?
I want to be a martini guy all the time, and I do yeah. enjoy the martini.
You're more
I
of an apple
like
teeny
how it,
guy.
Like, I feel like every time I pick it up, it's just like, I'm like nervous. I'm like, okay. Cause it's just, it's a rocking and a going all the time. I don't like the glass.
Go to it and sip it until you can pick it up comfortably.
Yeah. Vodka, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm not doing gin.
I do like gin martinis too, but I prefer vodka.
I love a pickle martini.
Yeah, they're delicious.
Where are we going? Pick for pickle teenies.
It was weird. The only place I've really gotten it was in Palm Springs, and we were at some restaurant.
Oh, that was so long ago.
I know. I was like, maybe they could make it because we were with Danny, and Danny loves pickles too. So we're like, let's try it. And they made one, and it was so good.
No olive juice, just pickle juice?
Yeah, it's like, it was like you're drinking pickle juice. It didn't taste like.
Oh, that sounds really good.
That sounds up my alley.
It's delicious. They're like.
A pickle
teeny.
Places
have them.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. Places have them. And if you go to like a restaurant, they'll probably have one.
Where did I just have one? I think they have one at Gemma.
Is Gemma out here?
It's literally a couple blocks away.
Oh, the sandwich spot?
No, it's a restaurant.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure they have one there, but they have them at a lot of places now. Okay. It's like a thing.
I don't like anything smoked. I don't want any. Oh, I don't like anything with theatrics.
Wait, do you like mezcal?
I was gonna ask.
No,
me neither.
It tastes like tastes like someone ashed their fucking cig in my drink.
So you think you would like it?
I don't like it. It tastes like you're drinking a bonfire.
No, I don't like it at all.
I love a margarita.
Oh, yeah. Me too. But I don't like a mezcal margarita.
No, yeah, no
way.
They're
just like too smoky. And then one time I had it, and then I burped later, and I was like, ew. Yeah.
You're like Charizard.
No, literally, I was like. Coal is coming out of my breath. Just bonfire.
Was I talking with you guys about going to Margaritaville and then going to see a movie?
No, but
we talk about Margaritaville.
Margaritaville is fucking expensive because I was going to do that. The one at City Walk.
Yeah,
it is so expensive.
The food's
it's like
not that
30.
Good.
Yeah,
the
that's
bad. Maybe like nachos, but don't get like a burger there.
Like, don't
we
go
ate
for
there
a meal.
On my birthday.
We did.
But yeah. I was talking to somebody recently. They were like, my dream is to go to Margaritaville and then go watch a silly movie. And I was like, Matt King loves Margaritaville.
I don't like drinking before a movie, though. Get a little tired.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta keep drinking.
My attention span's like a little low. It's like,
but
wrap
it'd be like
it
to go see like a silly movie, like okay. Quick, like Minions or something.
Minions.
I could do
Naked
that.
Naked Gun. Go see Naked Gun. Do that.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that, which apparently is very good.
Yeah.
Damn. I'm always having these conversations with people, and I'm so bad at remembering who I was talking to about something.
Okay.
I wish there was like a.
Well, if it was me, I could tell you.
Right, because you're a Mike Sheffer database extraordinaire.
Yeah, I do like a Margaritaville though. I like the vibe. The best one is the one in Times Square because if you go up to the fifth floor
like the
and go to the 5 o'clock somewhere bar during sunset, it's stunning.
I stayed at one in the Bahamas, and it was so sick.
At a Margaritaville?
Uh huh.
Like a Margaritaville hotel and casino?
Yeah. No, it wasn't I don't think there was a casino. Let me see. I can show it to you. It was so nice. They had a huge pool.
Huge.
They also say if you ever want to go see like Times Square on New Year's Eve, stay at Margaritaville and just go up to the top and you get to watch the whole thing.
Oh my God. They must like
leave the hotel. They make sure it's guests only and it's like a decent time.
I'm sure we've talked about this, but I still can't believe people do that. Like go to Times Square for that long.
They're wearing diapers.
I know.
Yeah, it's freaks.
How long is it usually? Like 12 hours?
And you're wearing, and they're wearing hideous Planet Fitness hats. That are made out of cardboard.
Who?
What?
Like the
people standing
on Times
there.
Square. They wear these. Yeah. It's like these purple Planet Fitness hats. They look awful.
That lazy river.
Oh, a lazy river at a Margaritaville. Oh.
Wait, fun.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Wait, I want to go. We'll do that when Mike moves. We'll do Patreon in New York.
Yeah.
We got to do a closet purge too.
Yeah, happily.
Because
we got to downsize.
I'm gonna have to downsize.
Are you gonna
Maybe
donate
we'll
clothes
some
or sell them?
Probably donate.
Ladies.
Maybe donate some to us.
Can you say your Depop story?
No.
Oh.
What else was I going to say? I had something else. Oh, what I can't live without. I'm going to be cutting my space. Well,
other than us.
Yeah.
No, he obviously can. He's leaving us.
Like a laundry is like tough to find live-in washer dryer in New York. I don't like.
It's hard here. Like it's great. Like
to find like a spot with it. Yeah.
I think it's way easier.
It's way easier here.
It's a lot easier probably than New York, but it's still hard. Like whenever I help friends look for apartments and they want in unit laundry, it's like sometimes it's
interesting.
Hard. I feel like it's gotten better though. Like since like 2020 probably, but yeah.
Or just get a laundry service that comes picks up your dirty clothes.
When I lived in New York last time, I used to do that. We would have a guy named Felix who would come and like give us wisdom every time. He would like pick up our stuff.
Was he
and
like
then,
a monk?
No, he was just like a dude in his like 50s, immigrant from somewhere, had an accent, not sure from where. But he would like lean on his car and just be like, you know, and he'll just give us some, like, I remember one that is probably not good. Like, he was like a little controversial, but he was like, if you ever date a girl, make sure you don't date a girl that only has sisters, because then she won't know how to deal with a boy. Similarly, if you don't have a sister, you're going to be in big trouble. And I was like, okay, can you just bring the laundry back on Thursday? Like, he would just like throw these like random like tidbits of, and that's the one that I remember.
He's like,
I was like,
listening to Andrew Tate.
Yeah, it was just like a little weird, but he would give some, sometimes he'd give us good advice, you know, like whatever, but
yeah.
Yeah, that's the last time I had to do, because I'm doing laundry all the time right now. I'm just.
Why? You have five of every item.
I don't know. I mean, I wear clothes every single day. So like you wear clothes 7 days a week. That's a full load of laundry every week.
Yeah, undies.
Do you wash your jeans every time you wear them?
No.
No, not jeans, but pants usually. Like those kind of pants I'd wash maybe every 3-4 times.
These?
Yeah.
Yeah. But jeans, I think less.
I don't wash my, no, never wash my jeans every time.
I've
like, I probably
you,
wash
like,
my jeans, like, every, like, third.
Throw them in the freezer, something. Right?
Yeah,
instead
we've
of washing
talked about
them.
That.
But, I don't know, I'm not going to throw my fucking jeans
what
in the freezer.
What in the freezer?
Your jeans.
Your pants.
We've talked about, yeah, it, like, oh, gives rid of bacteria or something.
Yeah, like, if you throw them in for 48 hours, it kills all the odor-causing bacteria. I don't know. Mm. Sounds a little sus.
Who knows?
I wrote
I'm
down
so
some
sleepy
things
today
too,
for some reason.
To talk
in
about.
In our mid-afternoon
yeah.
day?
Like, the whole, yeah. Like, I woke up and I was like, meat.
I did wake up a little late today.
And I took NyQuil last night.
Oh my God. Oh, because you're sick.
I was watching.
Because you're really sick.
I was watching one of the coolest murder docs, though.
Oh, which
it's
one?
On Max. It's called Murder at Middle Beach.
Oh, wait. It's older, right?
Yeah, it came out in 2020.
I've definitely seen that.
It's set in Connecticut. The guy who makes the documentary, his mom was murdered under very mysterious circumstances.
Yep.
And he doesn't know if his dad was behind it. He doesn't know if his aunt was behind it. He doesn't know if his sister was behind
it. It's really
good.
And
he uncovers like all these mysteries about his mom.
Like I've seen it.
And I'm down for the last 30 minutes, but it was like 10:30 and I'm like, I have to get to bed.
Damn.
Like I can't stay up.
When the NyQuil hits, it's like.
Oh, is that when you were texting? You were high on NyQuil?
What did I say last night?
You were high on NyQuil?
I thought you said you were high.
I did say
in our group.
Oh wait,
when I was talking about how that girl messaged me last night.
You guys have another group chat without me?
Oh,
well, yeah, we're preparing because
I was
you
being
leave.
A little snarky about somebody we know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was excluded?
Yes, because I just didn't feel like it was relevant to you.
Do I not know the person?
You do know the person, but it's not that.
Oh, we can tell you after.
Yeah. Yes, I was a little.
You said, sorry, I'm high.
Yeah.
Guys,
I
woke up at
drink.
1 in the morning and I'd been asleep. But like I woke up to those texts.
Whoa.
Isn't that crazy? What time did you guys text about?
I feel like it was like 10 o'clock.
You texted at 10:40.
10:40.
Oh, my God.
And then we were texting until 11.
Okay.
Just giggling.
Just giggling.
Being a little snarky. Lots of invisible texts were sent.
Yes.
I can't believe I'm out of a group chat with you. I tell you I'm leaving and 1 day later I'm out of the group.
It's
not. It was just more like I need to get my chest off. It was a Taylor Swift related.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was Taylor Swift related.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, we'll talk about it after.
This is what I wanted to say.
Taylor Swift.
I also suggested maybe we do a live show before I leave.
It's like three of the colors of the albums.
Do you believe it?
That's pretty crazy.
And I just bought the new Owala.
With the handle? The new handle?
Yeah. And the new
so
slim
that
base.
Is the new Owala? I thought well, it was always...
It's a new model that
okay.
they're making.
I just thought those were always around. But what were you saying something?
Yeah. That we talked about maybe doing a live show before I move.
Well, hey, I don't want to get people's hopes up if that's not happening.
I want to get some... I talked to Ben Kahn about it last night because they do a lot of live shows. And I put in like a request at a venue to just like kind of get the ball rolling to see. But if you live in LA and you would want to see us live like in September, let us know in a comment if you would like actually buy a ticket and go, because mm-hmm. it'd be interesting to see how many people would actually want to show up.
Yeah, now that you're leaving.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, there's a little bit of... and then these guys had a really crazy idea to do a mobile dating show where we just go around trying to
the
fight
podcast
Mike
doesn't
and
end.
Girlfriend.
We tour so the pod doesn't end.
Just doing like a mystery date.
Yeah.
And Mike's... I laughed out loud at what you texted.
Oh, my other suggestion?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we'll keep that between us. But, yeah, let us know if you want us to do a live show. I think it would be fun. I feel like we can get a couple hundred people, maybe.
We'll yeah. see.
Let us know.
Well, yeah.
And then we'll do one in New York.
That would be really fun.
At what
in
theater?
In December.
And then in
Madison
Omaha.
Square Garden.
Yeah. Madison Square Garden.
MSG, baby.
The Basement Yard guys sold out Madison Square Garden,
that's
which
insane.
Is so cool.
Yeah, wow.
That's
They're
crazy.
Really big. They're so funny.
Yeah. Do they have a full like hour-long podcast that they do every week, or is it just the clips?
I have
no, it's
no
definitely,
clue.
They do a podcast. Yeah, but that is funny because I was talking about this with someone. I was like, yeah, I feel like that's an example of a podcast I always see on TikTok and stuff and laugh and share,
yeah.
But I never like go to watch it. Like I never
or
think about watching
video,
it.
Or the video, yeah.
I feel like that's like how podcasts kind of transfer online
yeah.
sometimes. They don't always like, yeah, just crazy. Because like, or like these two kids and they're like Midwest kids. They're like 21 years old, but they have like a kind of like a political podcast and they're like, you know, left. And they get like a couple hundred views on their podcast, but their TikToks, I feel like they have like 50,000 or 100,000
like
or something.
Dean and
no,
Harry?
No, oh. No. They're not like internet people.
Oh,
they're
gotcha.
Just like two regular boys from the Midwest, just like cutie little boys talking about politics.
What's the name of the pod?
I can't remember.
Two cutie little boys talking about politics.
I can't remember. Name. I wish I knew so I could shout it out, but. I just like realized I was like, that's crazy. Like their actual YouTube doesn't get many views, but their TikTok is
yeah.
huge. Like it's crazy how it doesn't like.
Well, you just have to post on TikTok, you know.
Yeah.
Some wise advice
yeah,
from Michael.
I told Aaron about after you left yesterday, I was giving Aaron a little breakdown on like posting TikToks, posting
yeah,
reels.
It was like a couple days ago and I have been and now I'm viral.
You
yeah.
are.
I'm viral, baby.
Viral,
well, you're you right about anything? Wait, you are right. Like your breakdowns have been very good, but
yeah,
like,
the book, yeah, the book I feel like was right.
Yeah.
I feel like the bread though, those aren't, or I don't know. Those are, wait, what
wait,
are
the,
that whole entire conversation? So we're talking about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. She went on the New Heights podcast, which is Travis and his brother Jason's podcast. And she went on there to announce her new album. But we know she's like a crafty little witch and everything that she says is somehow like can.
Sus?
Yes.
Yeah, it's sus.
So
it's code.
They had this whole conversation about like what she's been doing off of tour, off
okay.
of the Eras tour. And she's like, I'm a grandma. And then she starts listing a bunch of hobbies.
I'm a grandma.
Yeah. She's like, oh, I like sewing. I like.
Oh, I was like, she doesn't have any kids and she's not old.
Okay.
Okay, got
yeah.
it.
And so then they start talking about how she's been making bread and sourdough specifically.
Yeah, money from all those tickets
yeah.
on tour, baby.
Literally.
This episode is sponsored by Rocket Money. A lot of people are spending a little bit too much a month on things that they don't even know that they're spending on.
Me.
Same. And honestly, I was accidentally paying for a streaming service, the same streaming service on two different platforms. I don't even know how it happened, but
oh my god,
it's a thing, and it's probably happening to you and you don't even know it because there's so many freaking subscriptions and so many ways to get a trial and then forget to cancel it, or you know, you want to watch a show and then you're like, I'm going to cancel my subscription for the show, and then you forget and then you're billed for 7 years for the show. It's just terrible.
It's true.
Rocket Money will help with that. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses in one place, including subscriptions you forgot about. If you see a subscription you no longer want, Rocket Money will help you cancel it. The dashboard lays out your total financial structure, including bill due dates and paydays, in a way that's easy to digest. You can automatically create custom budgets based on your past spending. Rocket Money's 5 million members have saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, with members saving up to $740 a year
wow.
when they use all of the app's premium features. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/good today. That's rocketmoney.com/good, rocketmoney.com/good.
And Travis like starts the conversation being like, oh yeah, now she's making so many different versions of this sourdough, and that like I was like, who the fuck, when they're talking about types of
different
sourdough
versions?
They're calling it versions. And then
oh.
there was like such a weird cut that they so obviously like something happened in the conversation where they were like, okay, we need to like
clipped, like something's
yes.
cut out.
Yes.
Like
and
Matt
so then they started
all
this conversation.
Stop.
And then he starts listing all these flavors of bread.
I did
that
see
she's
you posted
been
this
making.
Like
yes.
Cinnamon swirl or
yeah. So like that was just kind of like me being a little crazy, but the conversation lasted for like 10 minutes.
It was
and it was so like they were saying so many things. She's like, and we're definitely talking about bread. Like she kept doing weird things. And I was like, something is going on with this conversation.
But you were pairing the flavors of the bread with, I don't know, these other different like color boxes. What were those little color boxes mean?
So those are different like variants of the album, apparently. Okay. But then also those coincide with outfits that she wore during the Eras tour, like exact same color. And I just think it's like a little weird how like they only listed that exact amount of bread flavors.
Yes.
And they could like be paired with each of the colors. Like it felt so.
Oh, you put that together?
Yeah.
They didn't have the visual when they were doing the podcast?
No. Yeah.
I thought you were just commenting on.
Yeah, there's just like more of the conversation too, where I was like,
so like a thought leader in the Taylor Swift.
They're specifically talking about the bread for a reason. Like she's,
yeah.
You could talk about it for a couple minutes. I get it. I also understand that like sourdough is a big thing and people love to talk about sourdough, but it just feels so placed in there purposefully.
I think it's like true, but I think they're also using it as something else.
100%.
Like,
yeah.
I think that she is making these. Well, because actually I've seen like people or I don't know who it is. Some actress you'd probably know. I don't know. But she was like, she posted a sourdough loaf a sourdough loaf that Taylor made. I think it was cinnamon. And it was like the loaf of a show bread or something.
Yeah. Like there's that. Something with the sourdough.
Yeah.
You can't convince me otherwise.
And the new logo is. I'm not saying it's a ripoff, but it looks very similar to Trackstar. It's like TS Trackstar with two stars, and her thing is Taylor Swift. It's like an identical. It's probably a coincidence.
She's a runner,
but
she's a track star.
Yeah.
Is that one of her lyrics?
No, that's like a TikTok song. She's a runner, she's a track star. She's a runner,
I didn't watch the full interview, but I saw some clips. I want to say like I had a bad opinion about Travis Kelce, but like I now really like him in their relationship.
Oh, okay.
Where he's now won me over.
Mm-hmm. It was
really?
So sweet.
I
like,
had never
up
seen
a couple
them
times.
Though, like truly.
You did? Yeah.
I never seen them truly interact. It's always been like him on the field, her in the stands.
Didn't even cry at my wedding.
Just pictures,
sorry,
all of that stuff. How
Matt
locked
cried at your
in
wedding.
He is. How
no,
he doesn't.
No, I'm talking about Carly.
Sorry.
She's saying she teared up. The girl who never cries.
I didn't cry though.
Well,
he just doesn't seem intimidated at all by her success.
No.
He actively listens to her. He's like her biggest fan.
Yeah, it's cute.
I just was like, okay, he's a really good dude.
And yeah. I was just like, this is so crazy for us to get Taylor Swift to announce an album on her boyfriend's podcast is literally insane. I mean, just from her past, like she's never has like acknowledged obviously she has, but not like to that extent. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
And it felt like I was afraid it would be too formal
like
and
produced
like, and like, hey guys, it's Taylor Swift. But it was like very like, it felt like you're at dinner with them.
Kind Where of. Is Travis doing the podcast? Is he
Kansas.
At his house?
Yeah.
At Travis's house.
Uh-huh. So, and then Jason is in Pennsylvania.
How often is Taylor staying in Kansas?
Probably a lot.
Probably all the time
I think
right
they
now.
Live together.
She's staying in Kansas.
Yeah.
Okay.
He bought, like, when they started dating, he bought a fucking massive house that has, like, extra security.
Do you think they could, like, replicate his studio in Taylor's house?
Of course.
Too,
for sure.
And you wouldn't even
what
know.
What do you mean? She's a billionaire. Of course they can.
See, because, sorry, if I'm Travis Kelce, I want to stay at Taylor's house.
Yeah.
I don't
Which
want,
one?
I'm not, you know, we don't need to stay at my Kansas pad. All respect to Kansas.
Yeah.
Or Kansas City.
Yeah.
But he's probably training and stuff. He has to be
well,
there.
Well, now, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I get. Yes, you're right. Right.
They probably
now.
Recorded that a but while ago.
Really
is there like a tunnel system? Like,
yeah. <it's> like, no, she's got a private plane.
She rides in the thing, the cart that she was in the tour.
Oh yeah.
It was like cute to see her say like she's like we do the same thing, but they're just called different things. To me, it's rehearsal. To him, it's practice. Like to me, it's a show. To him, it's a game. We're both performing in NBA.
But even he was like, she works harder than me.
Yeah, he was like, she's literally an athlete.
Do you think there's a studio in Travis's house?
For her to record?
I'm sure.
Just to like,
yeah, I'm sure.
But she's also like a big on the go. I can just perform into my phone. We'll hit it in the studio later.
But I'm sure if she wants to like record
Are
something,
Are there pictures of Travis Kelce's house?
Yeah.
Like, I just want to see like where they're hanging out. What's the living room vibe? Is it connected to the kitchen? Is it an open floor concept?
I mean,
where are they hanging out?
The photos.
Is there a pool?
Yeah. It's like a lagoon. Like, what are those things called? It's like real rocky.
Like a grotto?
Yeah, it's crazy.
And are they in a subdivision? Like, see, there's
I'm pretty sure it's like
an HOA.
Yeah, I was
going to
say they're part of an HOA.
There's all these questions I have if Taylor's coming
over. Oh, maybe
that
was his old house.
Do you think she has access to the Ring camera?
Yeah, 100%.
Do you think Taylor's like, who is that person that just came by?
I'm sure.
I think his old house had the grotto.
This is lovely.
He literally bought it right after they started dating.
Okay, I bet she picked this out for him. Okay, this is a fucking vibe.
He's a quarterback?
No, he's a tight end.
Okay.
Oh, this is cozy. This is cozy. Oops. I don't know what I was looking at.
And she's on my OnlyFans for those wondering.
She got her music back. I saw one clip of that her mom.
Yeah. So like, are we even still getting the 1989? Or did that come out?
That one came out. We were supposed to get Rep Taylor's version, but I don't know.
How did that happen? How did she get it back?
Her mom and brother went and talked to them, and then they sold them to them.
She said she was trying for years and years and
like,
years.
Since
she was
teen.
Like, that's just how it is. Like, I'm never going to get them back. And then her mom and brother went and told them like how important it was and all that. And her mom left and was like, I don't know what their decision's going to be. And then she was like, because of the Eras Tour and you guys came to the Eras Tour, I was able to buy my work back.
Badass.
So she's like, I think it's cool that it was like so.
Scooter
Braun?
No, Shamrock.
Oh.
Yeah. From the people that her mom and brother went to.
Yeah. Scooter sold it to Shamrock, I believe.
And that's they have beef, Scooter and her?
Yeah.
Because of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was like it wasn't just like a bad deal. It was like more snaky, I think.
Is there a world in which like they're actually still boys and this was all just orchestrated and like
Taylor and Scooter?
No.
Yeah, where they're like, I'm going to re-record this. I'm going to get double the amount of streams.
No.
Because she was like, she was talking about the podcast. She was like, everyone told me not to do it. She was like,
even artists that she was bringing onto it, they were like,
don't re-record.
Maybe don't do that with her.
Yeah.
Meaning like a feature
the,
of a
yeah on the re-records a lot of the bonus songs, the vault tracks, she would have people come accompany her on.
Yeah, or like Bad Blood was with Kendrick Lamar, so like he came back and like
and redid his part.
Yeah,
but people were telling the artist not to.
Yeah,
why?
They just thought it was a bad idea.
Yeah,
they were like, there's like no one's gonna listen to another album, like the same album again, but like her fans took
did
it
that
to whole
is
level.
That what happened though with the Taylor's version, like her original streams just like tanked?
I don't know, but I mean, most like dedicated Swifties like wouldn't listen to like the original version.
And could you tell the differences though?
Oh yeah,
totally,
for sure. But it's cool. She has her musicians that play on stage. She says are also the studio musicians. So,
oh, that's cool. That's pretty rare.
And she's had them her whole career.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, like the same ones from like
that whole thing. If I mean, I'm being cynical of like they're in cahoots, but the fact like that idea is very like punk rock and like you know fuck the man. I'm gonna just do
and
this.
Kelly Clarkson actually was the one. I don't know if it's specifically her, but I think it was. She tweeted and she was like, at Taylor Swift, she's like, why don't you do a re-recording of all your albums so you can own them? And I don't know. I think that's so funny. Like, of course,
Kelly.
To women in business.
Women in STEM.
Kelly. Women in STEM. Oh, wow. I loved. Yeah. That podcast was really sweet. And then it ended like the fucking Sopranos. It just cut off.
Oh,
which
really?
Is obviously on purpose.
Yeah.
Like,
we think
it, like cut
think
the middle of a sentence?
Yeah. Well, yeah, kind of.
Yes.
Were there any ads?
No.
Check out Rocket Money, guys.
Yeah. No, I was literally waiting for them to cut away.
Better help.
Yeah.
Their sponsors are like, sorry, we can't afford to do anything for this episode.
And it's on YouTube on whose channel?
The New Heights.
New Heights.
How many views does it have so far?
Oh my God.
I know like 9 million when I looked
it's like the
earlier.
State of the Union. It's like everyone. I would say quarter million. I bet 100 million.
McLean made a thing.
No,
she was
I saw
like,
it earlier. It was only at 9.
Oh.
9 million?
Yeah. Oh.
But like their podcasts usually get like, I mean, their last podcast had 85,000 views. So it's funny that this one is like over a million.
It's also like a sports podcast.
But they're just like funny. And
a lot of people think that.
Is it just them two or is there another Kelsey brother?
It's at 11 million now.
Okay.
It's just the two of
in
them.
In one day?
20 hours.
Wow.
Not even a day.
How long is it? Is she on camera there the
two
whole
hours.
Time?
Uh-huh.
For the whole 2 hours, yeah. Taylor's shooting
they're
it with
them?
They're
literally just talking. Like, it's nice.
Oh, wow.
We never really have gotten that from Taylor to that extent.
Yeah.
Is she funny?
Yeah, a little bit. She's kind of cringy millennial, but
very
we love that
cringy
about her.
Millennial. Yeah, like she was making sourdough puns with her song titles.
That was crazy to me because I was like, is Taylor really making puns of her own song? Like, I would just think an artist would be like, I don't want to, like, think about my songs right now, but she's like loving was bread, loafing him was bread.
Yeah.
I was like, what,
oh
girl?
God, hilarious.
Yeah,
I do like that. I'm already getting to. I think you sent one of just like people predicting what the lyrics are going to be for her song titles.
That one girl who like predicted how the whole song "Life of a Showgirl" was going to go.
Yeah.
So I had seen that before you sent it, and I think I favorited it. It was so fucking funny.
It's so impressive,
Travi.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a life of, and then Sabrina Carpenter when she comes in.
Yeah.
Do you want a show?
And she sounds like her.
her.
How do you show it? Yeah.
How do you show
that girl is like, everyone is like, girl, you are a songwriter. Get you
the maniacal
studio.
Laugh at the end.
Yeah.
It is scary. I get pretty overwhelmed when she's going to release something because, like, I truly do because I'm like, first of all, the baseline of this is my favorite artist that I've listened to, it feels like my whole life, is releasing a new album. That in itself is, like, exciting. And then it's like, okay, as soon as this comes out, she might drop something else. And also, I have so many songs to listen to and fucking decipher and then go on TikTok and read, like, listen to all these theories. Like,
so what's your ritual? Album drops. What do you do?
Listen to the album.
Wait, are you laying down,
yes,
listening?
Pretty
are you
much.
Reading lyrics as well? Does she even release the lyrics with the album as it drops? Like, it's already loaded into Spotify as it's playing.
Probably.
I'm like pretty normal. I just listen.
Do you go on a walk?
Headphones, like, speakers?
Well, it's like 9 o'clock at night when it comes out. So
listen to the leak.
Oh, right. And you're women. Yeah. You can't walk at night.
I know. I used to, when I was in high school, I would drive around.
Like, I get really anxious when like a favorite band drops an album. I'm like, how am I going to listen to it?
Yeah.
And the best thing I usually do is I wait till the next day and walk. I'm not like, I gotta listen to it right now. Cause sometimes I'm like, not in the mood to like feel these heavy pop songs right before I go to bed.
Yeah.
Like, I like to like.
Like, I wouldn't go to a list. Like, I don't want to like listen with other people. I want to listen to it by myself.
What do you think of those types of videos?
Listening parties?
Kind of,
there's listening parties, which I get, but
ones where
it's Taylor Swift fans, they're like, oh my God.
It's so performative.
Oh my gosh. I'm like, chase your high, chase what you love.
I think there's truth to it. Obviously, there's some people who are being real, but I think a lot of it is performative.
Yes.
It's like, I'm also just like, how do you even know what she's talking about? Like, just listen to the song.
Yes.
And then go have fun with it.
The one I did like, though, was when people were reacting to her lyrics when it was, I'm having his baby. No, I'm not. But you should see your face.
Yeah, except when I'm listening to them, like, what's she talking about?
People crack up laughing because they're like, whoa. Because it's like, I'm having his baby. And they're like, oh. And then it'd be like, no, I'm not. And they go, oh my God. Like that.
That's one of her lyrics?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I'm having his baby. No, I'm not. But you should see your
faces. I think she's going to make another little joke. Do you think they're already married?
No.
I don't think married.
Nah.
Do you think they're already engaged?
Maybe.
That's a possibility, but...
And do you think just the Kelce and the Swift family know nobody else or some other couple friends?
I think other people would know.
Friends, probably, if they are ever engaged. I'm not I don't know.
Okay. I have a weird feeling they're already married or they're engaged.
I can see it. After watching that, I was like, damn, they're so cute. Obviously, they're being filmed, so who knows?
But. Well, she announces she's pregnant. Can you see her at all in the video? Like, her full body shot?
I feel like, yeah. Well,
I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. I think
there's something even crazier underneath it all, too.
I know.
Wait, what do you mean? Like, underneath the...
Either they're engaged, they've already been married. Well, wait, there's no way Taylor Swift would be pregnant before even announcing that she's married.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Okay.
I feel like, I wonder if she would have a surrogate or if she would have a baby.
I have no idea.
I think Taylor would want to have the baby. Or like, I know.
That's how I feel, too.
I think she'd want to be empowered at being on stage pregnant. Like... You know, like full Beyonce.
The man.
Like,
yeah.
Singing the man while pregnant would be sick.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. So wait, do we know the date of when it drops?
October 3rd.
The Mean Girls date.
Yeah, yeah. It is.
October 3rd.
I was like, so
you can't forget it.
I was like, she's going to be like May 2026.
Will she put out singles before or does she not do that?
She does.
She does sometimes. I don't know.
I feel like she will.
Are you putting on headphones when you're going to listen to it? Like your good headphones?
Yes.
Do you own good quality listening headphones?
I have the Sonys. Are the ones you have?
Oh, yes. The Sony XM5s?
M4. I like the fold.
Okay.
We listen to it out loud in our house.
Speakers, yeah. I feel like speakers are a good way to experience it.
All the Sonos, they're going on.
Oh, I just love the silence of just her
I wear
music.
Mine to sleep or to read all the time.
Oh yeah, it's nice wearing them just on a plane without anything playing even. I
just for the sound cancellation.
Yeah,
no.
Because it's
when I'm walking through
so
the airport,
good at sound cancellation. It's crazy. Like I read the whole time there and back on the plane, and when the plane landed, I took them off, and I was like, oh my God, it's so
just
fucking loud in here. It's crazy.
And people and
they're so nice, and then no one talks to you because you're wearing these big ass headphones. It's the best.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. And those are nice too because they come with a plug, so you can plug it in your computer or a plane.
Yeah.
So I like that a lot. I was comparing it to the Apple ones, and the Apple ones suck.
Yeah.
The Apple Max ones,
if you bob your head, it slides
off. They're like uncomfortable. I like borrowed my friends once and I was like, I don't even like them.
No, they're not good.
And I was like, this is like gross. Like, this is going to get gross. It's
dirty too.
And also, this thing was like kind of hurting the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw Kristen actually, Mackie T post. She was like, these things hurt my head so bad, like at the top. And I was like, okay, so I'm not the only one. I don't know. I think they're kind of shitty. But
so no Mars Volta collab. She didn't mention that on the episode.
Sorry. Don't give up hope yet, though. Okay.
Why only Sabrina Carpenter?
I don't know.
Like the only feature?
Does she usually have
features? So far?
Well, Midnight's, I guess it was what? Ice Spice?
That was like and Lana Del Rey.
Okay, exactly. I kind of wanted more features than just Sabrina. All respect to Sabrina.
Yeah.
Like, I just think there's more talented people. I would have liked to see Gracie on there or something.
I just feel like something more is happening.
Yeah, I think
it seems short too. It's like 12 songs. So yeah. That's it.
She said very specifically, like, it's 12 songs, but I'm like, okay, this album.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
But what if you put out?
Oh, I saw a girl saying there's the life of a showgirl and then
the death of a showgirl.
Four albums is too much.
Yeah.
That is like, that's like dropping all the Lord of the Rings at one time.
I wouldn't survive.
Yeah, like at least give me like a week release. Like it's this week and then another album the next week. I wouldn't mind that. But if it all dropped at the same time.
Also, there's a theory because the colors are like green and orange. So they're saying like copper oxidizing. We don't know.
Statue of Liberty.
Yeah. So it could be like the life of a showgirl and then the death of a showgirl. But who knows?
A lot of people think based on the clues from the podcast that she might be playing the Super Bowl.
Oh, can I just say... She might be too big for the Super Bowl. Kind of crazy.
I agree.
It's kind of crazy she hasn't done it already.
I think it's because she didn't own her music.
Oh.
And because she's with, like, she has a deal with Pepsi or Coke or something, and the Super Bowl is, like, specifically
Where is
Coke
the Super
Pepsi.
Bowl this year?
It's in California or whatever. I'm pretty sure Santa somewhere. But it's the place where she had her 47th Eras show.
And this is the 47th Super Bowl.
I don't know what Super Bowl it is, but so on the podcast, she said the number 47 like a couple of times. So everyone was like, what does 47 mean? And so then they're like, okay, the Eras show that was the 47th date was this show. And that's where the Super Bowl is happening this year.
Oh.
Also, like there were a couple of other things that kind of like point back to it being football. She mentioned like Jared Goff, a bunch of other football people.
My boy.
Yeah.
She really said Jay Goff's name?
Yeah. Like a couple. She mentioned like a handful of football names.
How do you know him?
I got a DM. What?
Is this from the...
I'm not going to DM right now.
No.
I bet I might ask him.
Oh, yeah. What's happening? I'm trying to think. God, I've just like seen so many things that I can't remember what all the numbers are. But that a lot of people are thinking Super Bowl, which would be really cool, I think. Like her and Travi.
What if he's not in it, though?
Then... He'll be there cheering her on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I always thought she wasn't doing it, too, because I don't think she likes to put herself in positions where, like, people who aren't her fans are going to be, like,
right,
this... watching her and, like, judging
but
her.
But that's also why people think that she's doing it, because at the beginning of the podcast, she was like, this is a football podcast. And, like, obviously, like, your fan base wants nothing more than more of me.
On their screen.
So that's kind of like a little nod at like, here I come, Super Bowl. Is it Super Bowl 60?
Yeah, probably. I don't know why I was thinking it was in the 40s.
I actually
I mean, Michael Jackson famously did the Super Bowl. So I guess
Prince
like,
did it.
Yeah,
like,
it is for the biggest person.
Super Bowl.
The Kendrick Lamar one was sick.
Oh, it was so good.
Ugh. And I'm such a pop Super Bowl person.
Yeah.
Let's go. 59th. Okay. Wow.
And it's on February 9th, which I feel like someone said was like, anytime there's a number mentioned, they like count the amount. They're like, okay, 13 weeks from now is this date. And it's like literally the date of the Super Bowl. So it was like a number she mentioned. She said,
can't plan the date of the Super Bowl, though. Like,
of course, but it's like,
again?
But she's like, we're going to post the podcast on this day because if I say this number, it'll be X amount of days away.
Do you think this is her or she's hired a numerology cryptologist person who like they have meetings and she goes, I'm thinking this. Like, here's the calendar. And she goes, that gives us 152. You're following. She's like, yes. Yeah. Okay. Now the breads. this. You vibing with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now this number plus that is what, Taylor? 9. Right. So here we go. Like she's,
maybe at this point.
And Taylor's just like, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she said a ton of times on the podcast, she like loved numerology and like yeah. all that
I feel
shit.
Like she's a little deranged.
A little
she
bit.
Also said they were talking about some football stuff and how she's learning it. And then Travis was like, oh, you're going to be better. And she was like, give me 16 months. And 16 months from yesterday is December 13th, 2026, which is her birthday. So a lot of people are thinking that she's going to announce her her 13th album will come out on her birthday next year.
That's a little on the nose, but I'll allow it.
Also, wasn't the time for the Eras Tour always at 12:12? And or was it?
No, it was when she was wearing her orange.
During her like eighth in her 12th act or whatever it was.
Oh, that's what the clock.
There was like an orange thing too. I followed a little bit of that.
That was a weird thing because there was so much orange in the Eras Tour, and I was like,
and the orange
did she
door.
Write this before the Eras Tour? I was like, because she's already obviously planning already, but
yeah.
She could have just been like, my next one will be orange, so mm-hmm. we'll plan around that. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck is going on inside her mind. It's
crazy.
I feel like I might like some of these songs. It's Max Martin and Shellback. Yeah. Very 2000. You know who they are?
Yeah, Max Martin. I
TJ
do.
Ran out of, he didn't know. And he got upset with me because I was like, yeah, I know. Because he was like, yes, yes. And
like
I was like,
excited?
What's wrong? Like, what happened? Did we get the house? And he's like, Max Martin. And I was like, oh, yeah, I know that. And he was like, oh, sorry. Like, I wanted to like be excited with you.
Yeah,
and I was
no,
like,
that,
oh, my God, I'm sorry.
Be,
you're right. My reaction was really bad.
That'll be really cool. And no Jack Antonoff in sight.
So
more,
far.
But maybe he'll do like the second album if there's another
I
one.
I love Jackie Antonoff.
There was a really awkward interview with Margaret Qualley. She's promoting a new movie. And I think it was like the Today Show or something. They're like, oh, so like your husband, Jack, like he's, you know, produces a lot of music for Taylor. How are we feeling about like the new album? And like her face immediately just like dropped. And she was like, we'll be listening.
Probably
she just doesn't want to say anything because it's not her show to tell.
Totally.
I'm sure she was also annoyed that they were asking her.
Of course. Yes. Yeah. But also reading into it, I'm like, I wonder if there's beef.
There's tea.
No. Yeah. No.
I know that.
I think she, because if she exuded excitement or anything, it's like she's not a spokesperson for Taylor's stuff. So
of course
I think she would be more embarrassed if
no it
Taylor
was
like why is she like
you gotta
I bet
watch
she's heard it.
It
already too
maybe
or maybe know.
Or maybe she at maybe because there's a song called Ruin the Friendship maybe she, her and Jack friendship got ruined but that's not true because they've been together since Eras Tour and she wrote it like during the Eras Tour.
Did you see when Jack Antonoff performed at like Lollapalooza? It was like it was Jack Antonoff and Bleachers.
Yes.
But I think it's because they realize Jack Antonoff does have a well-known name, but nobody realizes Bleachers is Jack Antonoff.
Of course.
So they did it as a way to get more like bodies to their show. Which I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I would be like annoyed if I were in the band though.
Like he's cooler than me.
Like it's, but I think it's
yeah,
like
I'd be
Aaron
like,
Gilfoy and good influences.
Yeah,
I don't know how they phrase it. If it was Jack Antonoff,
it was
and the Bleachers, or Jack Antonoff with the Bleachers, or Jack Antonoff in the Bleachers.
But maybe
it was
the
like,
band,
or it's not the Bleachers. It's Bleachers.
Yeah,
maybe the band was like, let's do that, and we'll get more.
Yeah. I bet they were like, hell yeah.
Yeah, who knows?
I think it's crazy how many people are realizing Bleachers is like really great and really fun to listen to. I'm like, yeah, it's always been around.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Have you seen them live before?
Yes, multiple times. Love it. He puts on a fantastic show.
I only have seen Jack Antonoff as Steel Train.
Same.
Oh, Steel Train.
I saw them too. We were in a tornado warning together in Omaha.
Jack Antonoff and Bleachers is what it's
said. Maybe he's not in it anymore.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm my own entity.
He said, you guys are beneath me.
Justin Timberlake and
Insane.
I remember, he was in Fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
God, that song sucks.
Which one? We Are Young.
Yeah,
or,
I can't stand that
this
one.
This is my mom and dad for this, so come on. Some nights I wish that my lips
it injected
Nate
into
Bruce,
my veins.
Get me out of here.
It sounds
this
like,
is it, boys. This is war.
Yeah,
it's
not
like,
for me.
It's like
I'm going to see The Format when they come to LA.
Is that his other band?
That is
The Format.
Yeah,
that was
Nate's
the lead singer
band.
Of Fun. Yeah.
Nate Roos, Russ?
Yeah. Nate Roos, I believe. They're doing like, they were supposed to do their shows in 2020. It was like a reunion tour. And then obviously it got canceled and they have not scheduled
Good
anything
grief.
Since. And it was only like 3 shows. I think it was New York, Chicago, and Arizona, maybe LA at the time. And that's kind of what it is now, I believe. But so they just finally released the tickets for a new concert, and they're playing at Hollywood Forever.
Oh, that was
and
fun.
They were like my favorite,
the format?
Favorite band. Yeah.
Oh,
like I literally would see them when they were touring with Bleachers.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Steel and, Trend is also a crazy New Jersey throwback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's like, obviously they toured together.
Yeah.
So then Nate and Jack, I'm assuming, probably just were like, let's collab when the format ended.
Didn't they have a song that like Scarlett Johansson sang or something?
Scarlett Johansson went to prom with Jack.
Hanselman. Oh, okay. I think she sang on a song.
Ooh.
A Steel Train song, I think. Or like cover, I don't know, something like that. I don't know.
That's so cool.
Jackie boy.
Love well, Jack.
See you, Mike. Bye.
Well, Mike.
Anything you want to say?
He's like, let's talk about more episodes, guys.
I'm curious to see what the comments are on this
Honestly,
one.
Honestly, me too. I'm, yeah.
You better not be fucking mean.
Yeah. You better not be happy
Our
he's leaving.
Our co-host is announcing he's leaving, and you better be nice.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you guys so much for watching. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave a like. Please leave a comment. Please subscribe. Please go leave a review. Your support means the world. If it's your birthday, happy birthday. Toodles, toodles, toodles. Big kisses.
Bye. Bye.